veteran state lawmaker is hoping to siphon money away from a program for early childhood development to help foster families and reduce the backlog at Child Protective Services. Fountain Hills Republican Representative John Kavanaugh says the money, generated by an 80-cent-a-pack tax on cigarettes, could make a major difference at CPS. Right now, Kavanaugh says the voter-approved measure funds First Things First, which finances everything from pre-kindergarten programs to subsidized child care.
It's an awful lot of taxpayer dollars that are going to First Things First, and we're talking about very high-need, high-risk children.
Kavanaugh's plan would take a quarter of the funds, or about $33 million a year. First Things First Interim Director Sam Lavis says he sympathizes with what Kavanaugh is trying to do, but will fight any effort to strip the funds, saying it would hurt many of those Kavanaugh says he's trying to help.
In a lot of ways, I think the proposal itself is a little bit of robbing Peter to pay Paul. First Things First already contributes, in a lot of ways, resources for vulnerable families and children.
Lavis says his organization spends more than 30% of its money on subsidies for about 14,000 low-income families to help them afford child care. And he says much of that became necessary when lawmakers cut child care funding, creating a waiting list of more than 6,700 youngsters. But lawmakers can't approve the funding change on their own. That requires voter approval. And an earlier effort to take all the tobacco tax money to keep the state budget in balance was soundly defeated. Kavanaugh plans to start hearings on his proposal after the legislature convenes later this month.